Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Blitz will give us the all in. And when we're all in, I'll
live.
Quickly, thank you, dump out of the Facebook could potentially have a problem with this music. It's the Bubba the Love Sponge show. We'll be here for about an hour, maybe more towards like 50 minutes. That should be our new network show. Instead of 60 minutes, 50 minutes.
Hell yeah.
50 minutes, because we can do what 60 minutes does 10 minutes faster. Pyom, pyom.
You mentioned earlier you talked to your mom yesterday.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Good. She's all tore up politically. I talked about on the show earlier, it's impossible not for Janie Cakes to be just tore up on some political shit that's going down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's like, oh my God, Flea, can you believe? And then fill in the blank. And then I called her on Monday, because when I was driving back from Georgia, and she was watching the Queen's funeral. She was watching isn't that when they fight? And you know what, Anna, and thank you, you've prepped me with the Queen stuff. I've just chose not to talk about it.
That's fine.
Yeah. Bubba?
What?
Do you mind if I hit a couple of the stars from yesterday? Because when we were doing the interview,
No, of
I didn't...
course.
Okay.
Hall of Famer
Scout, 200 stars.
We got a lot of stars yesterday, Lummy.
Yes, we did.
Star bitch, too, are you?
Yeah, well, thank you to the Filthy, the whatever, albino ginger.
Mm-hmm. Did he write them all down?
He actually
Crimson
was typing
albino.
Them to me. Was he?
Crimson albino.
Sorry. Scout, Hall of Famer Scout and Big Up, 200 stars. Barry Hyde, 200 stars. Mitch the Mark, 500 stars. Wayne Toussaint, 500 stars.
Wayne Toussaint.
David Morris, 200 stars. Dan Arwood, 2,000 stars. Scott Swanner, 1,000 stars. Judy Teague, 1,000 stars. And that's the ones right now.
Blitz, did you get that list or eat?
No, I am going to today, though.
All right, perfect. And if the people haven't got back to you, just fill it in.
Yep.
Like the standard, most men are about 9s or 10s. And then just go, know that I'm 11. So, like, just gauge it from there the best you can.
Okay.
Justin Kuntz, $20 on the Cash App at the Bubba Army. Everything's at the Bubba Army. And Lummy, I checked our Facebook numbers. And we could hit, if we got lucky today on today's show,
let's go.
We could hit 120,000.
Nice.
Which would be great.
Fuck yeah.
If you're listening to us by any other means, tune in or Bubba Army Radio or the Bubba Army app, and you, I feel like Facebook is like, I mean, maybe some of the younger generation doesn't have Facebook, and I certainly don't like talking Facebook. Right now, Facebook is our only visual distribution on the after show because we plumb got our ass banned on YouTube.
Facebook is so hard to watch on a computer.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
We are live on Facebook now, and I need about another 120 people that currently are listening to us by some other means or are not following us or our show Facebook page, which is at the Bubba Army.
Jim Florine, 335 stars.
Thank you. It's my little star. Twinkle, twinkle. So I'd like to get to that 120,000 because 120,000 just sounds better than 119,848.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
120K, which is pretty good for radio personalities at the end of the day. Thank you for that. In about an hour, I'll have Brent Hatley and Brian the Babyface Matroni here, my third show of the day. I'm right, you're wrong, we're screwed. Yes, it will be very politically based. That's what the show's all about. Just really getting into it. Tomorrow at 9 on the regular show, we will have Alex Stein on via Zoom. He will be previewing and promoting the fact that he's coming to Tampa, staying at my apartment with me Saturday, Sunday, and then doing the show on Monday. Maybe an abbreviated show. But he'll be at our Bucks tailgate party as well. Nice. I'm thinking that if I was to be probably like a 1 o'clock start. I mean, by the time we get in, get set up. Let me know, are you very familiar with the lines of getting in to the parking area?
Yes, I am. The problem is with this one, I just think it's going to be a shit show because normally it is a shit show because people that want to tailgate all day, especially with a 4 o'clock game, they do get there 45 to an hour early and get in line because they have their spots.
But buddy, we're going to be there.
So we'll be good.
No. What I'm saying is, how long is the line usually?
If you're going to be waiting on Tampa Bay Boulevard and Del Mabry.
No, well, hold on. We collectively are going to be making a left on Del Mabry, right?
Correct.
And then will the line be that long?
For this game, I would say we'll probably be, I'd say I could see it back to where the
halfway
field is. Yeah.
Now, I think we'll be fine, but I had one little question.
All right.
What happens if we get to the gate entrance thing and they say, oh, that's an RV. You can't park that here.
Well, I will tell you this, Blitz. Kristen Diaco has already sent me my parking credentials
okay. And
my tickets.
Is there like a list of rules on it?
I didn't see that.
So what I did when Blitz, you asked me, I sent a email, and I know I'm obviously not as big time.
Paul Riviera, $10 on the Venmo. Thank you. At the Bubba Army, please. Nice. Give when you can.
I sent an email to our rep just asking, but I do know that they do allow trailers and like kind of vehicles like that.
Okay. I just don't want them to like turn us away, you know,
now,
at the morning of the event.
I believe the rule is like a school bus or an RV is not allowed in there, but
right,
we don't have a school bus.
Because they have separate RV parking. But
yes.
But we're technically just a little bigger than a pickup truck.
I know.
I know you're being blitzed and you're just thinking of all potential fuck ups.
Which
you're supposed to do.
I mean, we got to be ready in case they throw us a curveball.
Right. So, Lummy, maybe we should have, but it's not an RV. You know what we should do, Lummy?
Oh, I know it's not. And like I said, I think we'll be fine.
Right.
However,
Lummy, I got a tape measure.
Yeah.
We should actually tape measure the cream machine.
All right.
And say, okay, we're bringing a truck that's, by the way, Blitz, it's not double axial, so it's not even, I mean, I don't even know. It might, Erica's dually might be. I know they wouldn't have a problem with bringing a dually in.
And if they let trailers in there, it's shorter than a trailer.
They have trailers bigger, I'd say 2 to 3 times the size of Blitz's trailer that's here, the firework trailer.
Oh, well, I mean, we should be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But
I mean, people have like TVs and stuff like that and unload it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we should be okay. But let me, when we make a left on Dale Mabry.
Yes.
From Boy Scout.
And will we be able to?
I think we'll be fine as long as we leave 11:45.
I mean, they don't close that turn off.
No. That's because they have that turn lane.
That's kind of the main turn lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have that long turn lane that starts at the baseball fields and goes all the way down. I could see us probably being right about there.
Just because of like halfway, like where, kind of like where the Yankees facility is.
Yeah. But see, there's the cars and the trucks have the trailers. So it looks like a lot longer than it is. So it could be only like 10 cars, the 15 cars, but they have trailers and they already have their spots.
Now, would it be easier for us to come in and go down Himes?
No.
It's going to be the most direct route, which would be make a left on Del Mabry and then a right on Tampa Bay.
Because Himes
and
is
then
just
a right into lot 5.
Himes will be just as bad and even
if
worse.
If not worse.
Yeah, because you got to make a left into it and that's a whole different lot. That's lot 7.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be
lot
good.
5 is kind of the pimp lot, is it not?
Yes, that's it.
Now, here's what I'm worried about. When they start loading lot 5, do they load it from furthest towards high? Do they load it back? You know what I'm saying, Blitz? Like
you can't get to lot 5 from Himes.
No, buddy. What I'm saying is this. When they're loading up lot 5, I'm assuming that they load it from the furthest
So here's the thing too: is when you go to park, do they tell you here, come over here, park here, or is it like do they just let you in?
No.
Yes, but you can tell them I have a tailgate spot I'm going to, especially when you're one of the first ones there.
Okay, so here's the question then: if let's say we all get there early, mm-hmm. and a few of us jump out and go secure a spot in that parking lot area? Can we do that?
Possibly.
Hey, Blitz.
Like bring some steaks and some
rope? Blitz, we got those brand new cones that Ken brought us, those real lightweight cones.
Yeah.
You could, I mean, that are super lightweight.
Right.
You could literally take, you know.
Because we know where we want to be.
But right. But from where we pull in, oh, you're saying before we even get in.
Yeah, let me, here's the deal.
Yeah, like, say gotcha. we get into line.
We're
and
in line.
We jump out.
Yeah, and then I dispatch my little stormtroopers, yeah, and you guys get out.
Because
yeah.
we're all going to get out anyway. I mean, I'm assuming.
We could just tell the people that are parking, they really don't give two shits. I mean,
here's what we're going to do. We're going to be in line for at least an hour, right?
Yeah.
So I'll jump you out as our ambassador.
Okay.
And you'll already have mm-hmm. gone to the girl and say, hey, listen, we're Bubba the Love Sponge Show. We got... And you know what? I'll even have our parking pass printed. Blitz, I'm going to have it on our phone, but I'm also going to print it too.
All right.
And then you'll say, here's our parking pass, lot 5, Willie, we're really important. And, you know, obviously you're not opening the gates up for another 30 minutes. But
and we're
can
waiting
I come,
in line, yeah.
And I got Bubba's back at the, you know, at the Vis aisle. Can we go in there and bird dog some lots?
Yeah. We have a certain spot that we need to be in.
Maybe throw them like, hey, Lummy, I got this $10 bill here.
From Rhett, the dumbass.
From Rhett.
Yeah.
Throw in another 10, 20 bucks to a parking attendant. It's got to be a decent
Bubba, and if, and I'm not sure if you remember, but a couple years ago when I used to go up there with the douchebag and the goat, there were a lot of parking attendants that know who Bubba is.
Right.
You know, they would be like, Lummy, bye, tell Bubba hi, you know. Mm-hmm. So
Lummy, do you have a Bubba Army shirt?
Yes. Actually, Ashley made me one.
Well, which one? What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing the Let's Go Brandon.
Oh, okay. I couldn't see. I could see the Bubba part.
No, it's the same thing, Bubba. It's a Bubba Army shirt.
If you have a Bubba Army shirt, I've told Anna that she may not have to wear one.
I could see the Bubba part.
But if anybody has a Bubba Army shirt, I've told Anna that she may not have to. Anna doesn't have to wear one because of style and grace. But
I just don't want to be like super sweaty in a Gildan.
I just got one on a Under Armour shirt. Like a dry fit.
And you told me to be cute.
But it's Bubba Army.
Anna, you're being a bitch because I told you that you didn't have to fucking wear
one
so that
you
could be cute.
I know.
I told you to be cute, bitch.
But I'm going
to
wear a Bubba Army hat.
Fine.
You guys are arguing about agreeing.
Yeah. Because she's
I like that.
Backfilling my agreeing.
I know.
I got to poop so bad. I've been holding it since the beginning of the
show. Yeah, you didn't go between shows.
No, I couldn't.
You said you were going to wait till 1.
I don't know if I can.
Lord, wait till 1.
I may have to actually end this show a little bit early. So that I can poop.
So you could shit for a half an hour?
Anna, yes. I am a 20-minute shitter.
Jesus.
That's a lot of soccer games.
Yeah.
I'm Pele. when I was shitting in at the cabin, Larry texted me, hey, Pele, how much longer? Because he was like, they were setting the board game up. They're like, how much longer, Pele?
And then Lummy can get started washing the cream machine early.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would help. Actually, us cutting, and none of us really want to be here anyway.
So even if you have to shit really, 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 really bad, it still takes you 20 minutes?
No, probably not. But
it just comes all out in about five seconds.
I like to really do a long form production on that. Day.
Okay,
I found the full show.
Let me. What's this show?
The same thing. So he took a clip and put it on there.
And
I found
pizza boxes.
Alex Jones, the InfoWars.
Oh, that's the guy we saw talking about. Kumi
right there,
Opie.
So that's the full show.
Our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, sold out for almost a year, is now back in stock.
Oh, thank
you
God.
Need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and research.
A year and a half ago, right when the charts were starting, we noticed there were suddenly all these articles saying, oh, heart attacks in children are the new normal, and heart attacks in young people, and heart attacks in healthy athletes are totally normal. And that's because if you've already got...
Alex is just not looking good.
No, he looks terrible.
He hasn't for a while, though.
I know.
Looks a little stressed.
He is stressed.
Bloated.
When was this video? Was this...
Any of the striations that are caused by these shots, and then you get extremely aerobic.
Myocarditis.
That then triggers the full-on myocarditis, according to the scientists, cardiologists, and doctors I've had on the show. And the system knows exactly what they're doing. So that's why it's young people and young athletes particularly. So people age 5, where they're giving them the shots, you know, up into their 30s, that this is happening to. And it is just a giant scandal unfolding. But let's just remember, we have numbers out of Israel, as we cover.
Hold on. Here we go. Hold on.
Before explain.
This is Alex Stein, who we'll have on the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, today we have a man named Alex Jones that is being unfairly persecuted, and we must stand up for him, because when they took Alex out and they kicked him off YouTube and they kicked him off Twitter, that set the stage for them to kick off the president of the United States of America, because they fear the truth. And when you see Alex sit there and he does a great, you know, street press conference, better than anybody else, probably, you could argue, but he sits there and he's so brilliant because he doesn't just talk about the issues at hand. He also mentions a great reset. And that's the other
Blitz. This is what I wish you could build me when we do our little thing on the stage. I wish you could build me a table like that. You could build me a table like
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. It's all about money.
Okay. Now, honest to God, buddy, be honest. What do you think that...
So is that a TV screen or is that just... does it not move?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Give me both options if you could, buddy.
I mean, a TV screen would be very expensive.
Like 10 grand?
Probably more than that because it's like curved and custom and all that.
Okay.
If it's just a...
green screen, Willie?
Well, it could be that too, but probably not. I think it's actually like a plastic piece that's printed on, and it's backlit, and that's not very expensive.
But there's all TVs behind him, though, right, Blitz? For this backdrop?
I don't know.
I don't watch it.
Oh, this is it.
Oh, I just saw black, like the black lines.
I'm trying to find it. I just lost it. Here we go.
The problem with that is these
I
gotta
poop so bad that I'm beside myself.
Yeah, you can't even use your mouse.
There's such complex issues. There's so many layers to this onion, to the, you know, how do you think that? Yeah, they say this, it'll come up right up. In Pepsi, what they used to derive the flavor, they use cultured aborted fetal cells. Yes, it's everywhere.
Where do they get them from?
From a dead baby, supposedly in the 60s, but really they just go to Planned Parenthood and they sit in the back and they say, hey, you know what we want you to do, Kamala Harris? We want you to be able to make it where legislation approves abortion.
All right, so Alex will be on the show.
Good for him. That's
Not
a
Alex.
Big gig.
Yeah, Alex. Alex Stein. He's killing it. Yeah, Alex Jones, meanwhile, is in trial again, is he not?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now, they had all these type of proceedings yesterday, and then Alex had like a little mini press conference on the streets outside of the courtroom, and I think that he's creatively trying to file bankruptcy. And listen, I used to kind of judge people that filed bankruptcy, but a lot of business, including I think Donald Trump has had many of businesses that he has filed bankruptcy for. A lot of time, as a business, it's the way that you can regroup and salvage your business in some way, shape, or form. I have, and I haven't yet, but I've had meetings about bankruptcy. Not my company personally, but I've not done that. I'm trying to do other things, regroup, make payments. But I'm going to think that when you get what was the judgment against him? What was the family awarded? 25 million?
50.
50? Was it 50? The one he just got
done
with?
Yeah, I thought it was a total of 50.
Something like that. I mean, that's not. Whatever insurance you have, and I usually it's they won't cover it, and they're not on the hook because it's up and beyond in being insured, I guess, business insurance, or there's actually insurance that radio talk show hosts, the parent company has. And then, you know, I don't know that not a lot of businesses can survive a $50 million verdict, right? I mean, some can, not a lot.
No.
So I think Alex is in the middle of trying to creatively salvage and save his company. And I think maybe some of the media is reporting his bankruptcy wrong. So he takes this opportunity to set the bankruptcy thing straight. Here we go. I fast forwarded it. I don't know if you sent this to me or not, Honor. I found this on my own. I don't know. Did you? I think I stumbled upon this somewhere else. Yeah. And earlier it showed the proceedings happening in the courtroom.
Because there's been a few. So a few days ago, or maybe it was last week, they were trying to make the judge basically put a gag order on him so he couldn't talk about the case on his show.
Right.
Because I guess he goes on his show like almost every day and talks about the case.
Right. And I don't think that most judges will do that. But yeah, did the first one do that? No, I don't think she did.
No, but so I think here's what the defense is basically doing. They're playing clips of Alex Jones talking bad about the judge and stuff.
He's got a noticeable limp, does he not? Look.
Yeah.
He's just heavy.
Somebody needs to tell Alex you need to wear an extra size up.
He likes to show off his biceps.
Well.
And his chest.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good to see everybody. I'll be able to take all your questions here, but there's been a big national news story that broke last night concerning the bankruptcy of Free Speech Systems, a parent company of Infowars.com. So here's the official statement. The bankruptcy court entered an order that removed two professional firms for reasons involving the earlier Chapter 11 case and their firms' prior non-disclosures. Importantly,
by the way, find it in your heart to follow us on our show, Facebook, at The Bubba Army. I'd like to hit our 120,000 a day. I'm about 100 off. Thanks.
Free Speech System is in control of its case and has been working closely with the Subchapter 5 trustee and its counsel. The bankruptcy court had no criticism of any of Free Speech activities and, in fact, retained our lead lawyer to now lead the case. Free Speech will actively and quickly retain replacement professionals, this time with the guidelines of the Subchapter 5 trustee. Again, this time with the guidelines of the Subchapter 5 trustee and lessons learned. The court's ruling opens up.
Alex is in a fight for his life. We thought getting banned for YouTube for 1 week was bad. This guy is in the fight for his life, including having to have his company, you know, file bankruptcy professionally, probably to be able to try to save him against these judgments. Probably.
Mm-hmm. Free speech.
I feel for the guy. I don't like some of the stuff that he said, but he's an, you know, boy. I'm just worried about a couple of my trolls, you know, shadow banning me on Facebook. It hasn't gotten this bad yet.
Not yet.
Yet.
Better, leaner, and more responsive operation, free from the issues and problems noted by the court with their prior professionals. And I think Judge Lopez in Texas has been very fair and been doing a great job. The media spun some changes in our bankruptcy procedures as some big, huge, evil, bad thing. It wasn't. We invited the Chapter 5 bankruptcy trustee in.
Hey, Blitz, here's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Jones shows up to this press conference in maybe an Escalade or a Lincoln. I think we should show up on ours in a smart car or the Crown Vic to let know how bad we are. This is our show vehicle, the Crown Vic. It's chipping.
You do a one-wheel burnout?
Yeah. Blitz K, my driver and ops manager, will demonstrate a one-wheel burnout. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. In fact, demanded they come see our books, see the whole operation, and find out the truth. And so I guess that.
And this guy's really, really worried about, is he robbing a bank, or is he worried about COVID, or is he trying to hide his identity, or all of them?
Yes. All of them.
It's precipitated.
Looks like Reggie Roundtree.
Them coming in and looking at things and talking to the court. So that said, that's a big issue to get out of the way. I wanted to make one more statement, and then I should take any of your questions here. And it's this. I have apologized for 6 years for anything that I did wrong questioning Sandy Hook. I didn't question Sandy Hook to be mean. I wasn't the leader of questioning Sandy Hook. But I did say things that were hurtful and not true. But I did not do it on purpose. I apologized 4 years ago on Joe Rogan. It's got over 100 million views for 30 minutes 4 years ago. But the corporate media constantly says that, oh, for the first time, he apologizes. I apologized on Steven Crowder 3 years ago. 6 years ago, I said, I believe Sandy Hook happened.
When I think what has gotten him most in trouble is the pontificating of the proceedings as they're happening, and he was belittling the witnesses and being a real horse's ass and real time that was his happening. Yeah, I commend him for all the times that he said he is sorry and that he was wrong and things like that, but you can't make the court a clown show. And when you make the court a clown show, and it's as you're in trial, and listen, you know what? There's probably not a lot of radio personalities that can give you firsthand knowledge of being on trial and doing your daily show, except me. Right? I mean, there's probably some out there, but I might be the forefront of it. I mean, I've been on trial 4 times while still maintaining my on-air presence. Literally being on the air till 8:30 because I had to be in the courtroom by 9 and going on. And one of the things that my attorneys and my counsel always told me was, do not speak. You can speak vaguely about the trial. Do not call out the judge. Do not call out anybody on the jury. Be a gentleman, because they are listening.
Mm-hmm.
And
if not directly, they're going to hear clips.
Right.
And that's even worse.
Right. It's going to be out of context, and it's going to be redacted, and it's going to be hyper-focused, and it's going to make you look like a horse's ass. He didn't listen. He used his pulpit in his show prior to each day of court to rag everybody, from the mom and dad that lost their kid to the judge. And all it did was just, can I be honest with you? All it did was to piss off the jury and get the people that beat him more money.
Even if he was right, you know, quote unquote, with what he said, it's still not good for him.
I mean, I got to think that his $55 million verdict might have been a $10 million verdict had he kept his mouth shut. That's just my opinion. And again, not everybody can give you their opinion. How many people can say they've been on trial why they continue to do their daily show? Not a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't know that a lot of people can. I can. Not one, not two, not three, 4 times. Maybe I should tell Alex, call me up for some advice. And my advice to you is shut up. And in fact, babyface. Blitz, they can't go to the judge and say, Your Honor, Alex Jones was talking really good about this whole thing. Alex Jones was a gentleman. The court doesn't need to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
The court doesn't need to shove that back up Alex Jones's ass. Alex Jones says, I just want to let you know, I think the judge is being fair. Of course, I don't like some of the rulings that she comes down with, but that's the nature of the business. You win some, you lose some. She's being fair, and I can't, you know, I can't emphasize enough how sorry I am to the parents that are suing me. Fuck, that doesn't make it in court. Your Honor, we'd like to play something in court today. And then Alex, they play that. That would actually work better for Jones in the jury would be like, wow, this guy's on the air yesterday saying that he's sorry and he recognizes the system and this is pretty cool. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to play that because it doesn't make him look like a buffoon. So it doesn't better. It doesn't bury
him. Right, so they won't play it.
Right. So it won't. But it certainly will not hurt you if you say it. Instead of saying, well, you know, I just want to let you know, man, you know, this is judgment. Wow, it's really, just let you know, the big media is really on the deal. And it's a conspiracy theory. And I just want to let you know, man, I think the dad might be a little light in the loafers. You know what I'm saying? He said that. He did. He questioned the father's integrity. He made fun of the mom and dads. Well, that gets, I mean, when they're opening up the court, the state or the, I'm sorry, the plaintiffs, the first thing, Your Honor, we have something that's happened since we've last met. Yes, what's that? Mr. Jones used his show yesterday to call out Mr. and Mrs. McGillicuddy here. He also said something about you. We think that it would be privy for the court to hear it. Absolutely. Put it in there. And they play it. It's highly redacted, and it just has Alex Jones going, well, I just want to let you know, man, I don't even know the dad, if he might even all be there, you know? I mean, it might be, like, mentally, like, you know, screwed up or something, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you're done. You're fucking done, buddy. God.
I became extremely famous during the Trump campaign. Hillary Clinton ran $30 million of national ads saying I was Trump's brain.
God.
Look, I like President Trump overall, but I wasn't his brain. He doesn't listen to anybody campaign but himself. Then Democrats believed that I actually run the Republican Party. I don't. And they believe that I'm like this Lex Luthor mastermind that controls everything. I don't.
No, only you think that,
I was going to say, who actually thinks that?
No, Alex. Alex.
Put himself over.
Only you do, buddy.
Yeah.
Basically, don't even control my own life.
I think
you might
that,
be right there.
I think that everybody that was on the Alex Jones deal, like Donald Trump has been on your show numerous times. I don't think that'll ever happen. I think people have ran from you.
And so I'm just simply here to
say, I mean, you've become the Andy Kaufman of the Andy Kaufman deal.
I mean, the good thing is, you know what you're getting with Alex Jones. I mean,
right.
You know.
Not the Sandy Hook man. I've already said I was sorry years and years ago. I've already tried to make restitution. We gave the court all the discovery. They defaulted us because they found there wasn't any evidence of premeditated master plans with Sandy Hook and all this garbage. That's not true. I've taken responsibility for mistakes I've made. We have about a 95% accuracy rate on so many other subjects. I do question.
He has an accuracy rate. Like we, mm-hmm. Can you imagine if we had to have if we had to have an accuracy rate, we'd be fucked.
I said that would suck.
Yeah, well, like, you know, Otto, we got an 18% accuracy rate.
Oh, that's it.
A lot of things. I'm more careful these days. Jussie Smollett. I was the first to go on air and say I thought Jussie Smollett was faking a fraud. I knew I could be sued, but it just didn't sound
well. You can't be sued because you're right on that one.
So I said, I think it's a fraud. And as an American,
listen, man, there is a absolute huge difference between what Jussie Smollett did and what the parents of Sandy Hook had to go through. Like, it's not even the same argument. Jussie Smollett, only victim was Jussie Smollett, right? Mm. I mean, was there anybody else that got hurt, or was there anybody else that got, nobody got killed. Nobody got killed. The two Jamaican guys, you know, I don't know if they got in trouble or not, but there certainly wasn't.
Right, but if Sandy Hook was fake, then no one would be hurt, and it would have just been a fake story.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is, like,
it's, yeah, there's a greater big risk.
There's a big, well, there's just a big difference in yeah. overall, you know, in the overall
in a type 2 error. Like, yeah. If you're wrong with Jussie Smollett, then who cares? But if right. you're wrong with Sandy Hook, I mean, obviously, we saw what
Anytime
happened.
Anytime you involve dead kids.
Yeah.
You better stay away from that.
But that's, I mean, I hate to make the comparison between you and Alex Jones, but you always stay true to the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so did he. Got him in a lot of trouble. Got you in a lot of trouble. But that's what makes Alex Jones, you know,
yeah.
once in a generation type broadcaster.
Yeah, I agree. But I also, and I've made a lot of stupid fucking mistakes. On the air, not in life, but on the air, probably my biggest mistake was the hog deal, which technically wasn't illegal, but certainly
got you in a lot of shit.
Didn't play well with the community.
No.
Even that isn't as egregious as me saying, you know, that how many kids
well,
died?
Of course
how
not.
Many
kids 26, died? 26, I think, total people. Maybe.
And he doubled down and doubled down and doubled down. Mm-hmm. And it's God. I mean, listen, it is his First Amendment right to say that.
Right.
But it doesn't say that somebody can't sue you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got my ass sued for virtual name calling. I called MJ a pubic haired, you know, midget. You know, an Oompa Loompa. A fraud, a fellow broadcaster. And that guy took me to court. I won. You can't ever question dead kids. You can't. You can. And this is what happens.
I have a right to question something.
You do. You absolutely have a right. But the other people have a right to haul your ass into court as well. I could say anything I want to. But there comes blowback and responsibility with what you said.
Now.
And I'm not the gauge of responsibility, by all means.
If that becomes hurtful of individuals and causes them pain, that is certainly a problem. And I have admitted to that. So that's where we stand.
And you admitted to that, but then the people that you caused hurt and pain had the right to take you in to the court of public opinion, and they did. And they won. And that's why you open up the segment with how you're in the middle of bankruptcy restructuring your company under either 13, 11, 7, or 5. I think those are the four different bankruptcies, I think.
David Meade, 200 stars.
Thank you, buddy.
You're using this case to go after the First Amendment. Sandy Hook has been used to go after the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms. Now it's being used to go after the First Amendment. And that's terrible. I don't want to be the person for mistakes I've had.
Nobody has said that you can't say it. But if you do say things, you could be held accountable. You have the right to say them. Just like, hey, listen, I've raised hell over YouTube, you know, banning us for a week for my opinion of COVID and for the treating of COVID and certain medications. And guess what? I'm not real happy about getting banned for a week, but it's their play box. It's their sandbox. I got to play by their rules.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's not my constitutional right to be heard and distributed on YouTube.
Right.
It's their company. It's their fucking rules. And they've let it be. And Blitz, they've been very transparent on they don't want to hear that shit. And I talked that shit. And it may be uncool, and it may be not fair, and it may be stupid, but it's certainly, by all means, their right to do it. Just like Jay shot Dan down, saying, fuck, you guys shit. I'm suing nobody around here.
Mm-hmm.
To be used to get rid of the First Amendment. And so there's, I'll answer your question in a second. The whole issue here is that there has been basically a lynch mob to get Alex Jones since Trump got elected. They looked at everything I'd done and decided Sandy Hook was one of the biggest mistakes I made. Nobody's perfect. And they blew up what I said and did, twisted it, took it out of context, and then said that I'm famous and successful because of Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook was 23 minutes, is there evidence in there? 23 minutes of what they think's bad in 10 years. 23 minutes. Now, I said some things that weren't right and hurtful.
Hey, I'm going to use a really shitty analogy. And it's the only thing I can think of right now. You may have sex with 100 consenting women, but on that 101st that said no is rape.
Oof.
You can't use your body of work as a broadcaster when you make a fuck up like that. I could have said I broadcasted for I don't know how many years up until the hog deal. I never had a problem, but the hog deal fucked me up. I just don't think, as much of a great arguer as he is, I just think that he needs to not try to argue this point. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think things like this really don't play well for him. And maybe this is the only place that he can say this is on literally on the sidewalk. I don't know. I don't think he's listening to his counsel.
And I'm sorry for that, and I apologize for the 500th time. But that said, these lawyers have misrepresented what I said and did, and they've misrepresented everything that I stand for. And that's why I'm here today, and I appreciate you all coming out. Now I'm ready to take your questions.
On that point, Alex, about the big picture, do you think that this proceeding here can, quote, take you down? Do you think this will stop what you're doing and what you've been doing?
That's a great question. That's a great statement, quite frankly. In the Texas trial, where they say I've been found liable for $50-something million. It's actually $5 million under Texas caps. But again, the media keeps reporting the fake news.
I didn't know that. Is that true?
Yes, but they kept saying 50. That's why I said that.
They said, we want to take Alex Jones out. We want to silence him.
It'd be interesting to see what the actual true number is, if there is a cap.
He's saying it's five.
Yeah.
I want to take away his megaphone. We want him to never have his platform again.
Hey, join the crowd, buddy. I've had to super niche my megaphone into what I got, scratching and clawing for distribution. I'll never be distributed the way I used to be. You got to get over it. You fuck up. I fucked up. I fucked up, and I got to scratch back. You fucked up. You've pretty much been thrown off of everywhere. Let's just hope they don't take your servers away. You're still going to be okay.
This isn't about restitution to families. This isn't about any of that. It's about setting a precedent to annihilate free speech. And in their opening statements last week, these lawyers who already won $73 million from Remington for many of these same clients, they said, we want to stop and shut down Alex Jones. So their whole mission is to shut me down. A silence an American. If the jury says I'm bad and wants to give them all this money that doesn't exist, that's one thing. But
well, that's what happened.
Don't sit there in the corporate media and act like this is about restitution for families. I'm being used to set a precedent, just like I was with deplatforming 4 years ago, to censor and shut everybody down.
Listen, the media man doesn't like you, doesn't like me, doesn't like Rogan, doesn't like anybody that does what we do. You've done it to the most extreme, and they are really going to shove it up your ass. There ain't shit we can do about it. There's not shit we can do about it. You can be like Donald Trump and start your own shit. What's he got? Rumble?
Rumble? Yeah.
And this is un-American. If we don't like free speech, we should move to Russia or communist China.
He ends up looking at Grandpa's tits.
What's
God,
that?
Get guy, out of the frame. I just keep seeing his big fucking titty.
The guy that snuck up behind
easy,
him.
Easy.
Guy had the next one. Sorry. What is it? Dr. Steve Pachinik was the former head of CIA Psychological Warfare Operations, Tom Clancy's co-writer, and I really respected him.
God.
In the first few years, I didn't think Sandy Hook was fake. I thought it might have had some other people that let Lanza attack. But he said no from his connections. He gave me a lot of good information over the years. Steve Pachinik said no, Alex. The professor out of Florida and the school safety individual.
But do these people have a platform like you do? A radio show, a television show. No, they don't.
Albig and another professor out of Minnesota, they had said it was staged, and he said, yes, he believed it was. So off what Pachinik said a few times on air having debates, I said, yeah, I think this could be staged. And
well,
so
you said it before they did, right?
No, I never did. I just answered your question. It's on record. Okay, well, that's not what's being shown here. I appreciate you.
He's like, we got you 14 saying it. Well, that's not what the court's saying right now. Let me be close to 120,000 followers on Facebook, my friend.
Well, let me refresh.
I don't understand your question. Okay, sir, go
hold on. Let me hear this again.
They come see our books, see the whole operation, and find out the truth. And so there's, I'll answer the question in a second. The whole issue here is that there has been basically a lynch mob to get Alex. He won $73 million from... Well, that's not what's being shown here. I appreciate it.
How are you going to convince the judge that you're telling the truth? You said the judge wants you there because you're lying. How are you going to convince the judge you're telling the truth or the jury?
I don't understand your question. Okay, so go ahead.
So he moves on.
Well, again, this wasn't a trial. Again, people think you're so stupid. They think I'm...
Well, now, hold on. You are stupid because it wasn't a trial. All they were doing was to... You had already been found guilty for not showing up. And this was just the penal...
He showed his lawyers, like, didn't answer some...
Right.
Discovery questions on time or something like that.
Yeah, which...
It wasn't the first time they'd done that.
But procedurally... The court, you know, they have rules, and, you know, he was fucked.
So stupid. We've checked all the legal files. We've checked the whole history of this. There's things being done in the Texas cases, there's two of them, and in the Connecticut case that have never been done before. A default is when somebody is in a lawsuit and they run to another country and don't defend it.
No, it's not.
Then they still have a 2-week or 3-week hearing on was there...
That's not true.
No, a default doesn't matter if you run to another country. It's just not answering the complaint in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
In the time that the court and judge has given you to answer or enter a plea, they didn't. So it has nothing to do with, all I can see is grandpa's boob.
Yeah.
I told you.
Kind of out of
all. Harder
he just,
than
like,
you.
Snuck up behind him, too.
I know.
How much money
there.
Do they have? It's all about money. Instead, when we gave them all, you see all my emails, text messages.
Oh, yeah, we've seen them all.
Yeah, so
everything's in there. We gave them the discovery years of it.
No, you didn't give them to them. They found it. They got
it
by.
Accidentally gave it to them.
And they kept threatening to default us if we didn't give them more. So we gave them, we went through millions of emails, all our text messages, gave them everything.
We gave them shit they didn't even want.
Yeah.
What's up, Shorty? Shit on the back.
And when they didn't find a case.
Really, Bubba?
Of this being some premeditated.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry.
She's got a gut.
Anna, I did not. Anna.
Yeah, but the jug's still hanging
Anna,
out over.
Anna,
yeah,
it was a knee-jerk admiration,
it's okay?
Yeah, and then he didn't see the cigarette.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Like Alex right Jones, now. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It lied. It was just, I'm a talk radio show on TV. I'm also on talk radio. When I mean, every day I just go read articles and say, talk about whatever I want on air. When they saw.
Nice Matco Tools truck.
Oh, nice.
I like Matco Tools, by the way.
There was not.
Oh, nice.
Anything in their discussion.
What's to tell you? Matco's a nice tool brand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they went, okay, your secret.
It's what I meant. It's what makes them so good.
I like we hide stuff. We find.
Blitz likes Harbor Freight.
I'm on their website right now.
The reason why we like Harbor Freight is because we can't afford Snap-on or Matco.
Yeah.
Guilty. And the judge issued an order here, which never been issued before in the United States, saying you will not say you're innocent. You will not say that you did not profit from Sandy Hook. You will not say that you comply with discovery, and you will not say the judge or the opposing lawyers are engaged in bad behavior. I could be somebody.
I've heard enough. I am somebody who needs to take a shit. And so I can't think of a better way for us to say goodbye to everybody. And we'll be back in about 20 minutes with I'm right, you're wrong, and we're all screwed. You guys good with that?
Sounds great to me.
Great.
Perfect.
Happy shitting.
Happy shitting.
Happy shitting to me as well.
Poop, poop, pop,
pop. Everybody have a good one. We'll be back. Me, Brent, and Babyface in 20 minutes. I got to shit. Love y'all.